time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and we're here, and it's, what day is it? Friday. Oh, my land. Where has this week gone? Well, the state fair is about gone, too. Has a couple of, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and that's the end of the Ohio State Fair. Have you heard much about the fair, other than occasional cut-ins on Columbus television? The Ohio State Fair doesn't draw the attention that it did years ago, when it was where Governor Rhodes and some of the others were bent on really publicizing Ohio State Fair and all it had to offer. But it seems now, in fact, since that tragedy a couple of years ago, it just comes and goes, kind of like the Crawford County Fair. That was probably one of the most, I don't know how you'd say it, a fair with the least attendance. Everybody in Crawford County complained about the Crawford County Fair and lack of attendance. Well, they didn't have rides like they usually do because they thought that would be an expense they could eliminate, and they just used those bounce houses. Well, that didn't go over very well. But this Ohio State Fair, just a second. Now, my granddaughter is with me this morning, and she's going to be sitting in for a while in between appointments. Young kids have so much going on, and this is Natalie Polly. Natalie, what's going on in your life today?
Well, I'm going with my mom to get my nails done.
Oh, you're going to get your nails done?
Yeah.
For what reason?
Just
to get them done.
Yeah.
People your age probably in another era never had their nails done until they got older.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing now, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you can afford it.
Yes.
Now, do you have to tip a nail person?
I mean, you usually do, but I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to.
Okay, but it's kind of like almost a standard person. Like when you go to get your hair cut, I guess you got to tip them.
Yeah.
You're supposed to. Well, I haven't gone to a professional barber in over 40 years. The last time I had to pay to get my hair cut was $1.50. And I drove all the way to Chatfield for that.
Wow.
I had a barber in Bucyrus that I went to for a long time, and then he moved to Chatfield, and he was so cheap, I followed him there. He was a good guy, though. Oh, I could go on and on and tell stories about him. Okay, Natalie, you go to River Valley Middle School, and what would be your subjects this year?
Science,
okay.
Like all the...
How about STEM, science, technology, and...
Math?
Science, technology. What's the E? The math is the last letter.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I'm not in STEMs.
Oh, that's a big thing, STEM, STEM. Science, technology, blank.
I don't know.
But it seems, now, you're the younger generation, too. You can understand smartphones and all of its features. And what's the... I often wonder, what's the difference between young people and us older people in being able to understand smartphones. You seem to just fall right into it.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I use my phone a lot, and I just know all the features, I guess.
Yeah, amazing. Everything I know about my smartphone, Natalie has taught me. Oh, boy. Oh, my. Now, Natalie, I was wondering, and I've not heard no one's mentioned anything. Sunday, in the advertisement from Menards, they had a wristwatch phone that you could access the internet, I guess, and make phone calls at $4.99. I take it was $4.99. I can't understand that. You'd think they would have break down their doors getting in to buy those.
Yeah.
But so I wish somebody would call and let me know about that. Was it $400? It certainly wouldn't be $499. It was on a page for extra special buys. You talk about extra special, that would have been it. $4.99 for a wristwatch, telephone, and mini computer. Okay, so now, Natalie, you're in River Valley Middle School. You're starting the second year of middle school. That would be grade what?
Seven,
okay. And when you reach the seventh grade, what will your subjects, do you know what their subjects are this year?
Just the regular subjects with
math, like we were talking about. Now, you also are involved in the music program there.
Yes.
And I couldn't believe how many kids are playing stringed instruments.
Yeah.
Is that because of your teacher, or is it just a real interest among...
I mean, it's pretty cool to play, and the teacher is amazing.
Okay. Well, that's what's necessary. And boy, when you kids are up there on the stage doing a concert, it's super duper. And now, what would you do if you could go on after high school with your violin playing? Where would you play? Or, I mean, what would you do? Did they ever say anything about concerts or?
I mean, I don't really know.
Yeah, okay, right, okay. But during school, you're playing the violin. You got a brand new one now, don't you?
Yes.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Because your first one, you were shorter and it was a smaller violin.
Yeah.
Now, how many hours a day is it necessary to practice to play a violin?
We usually practice like a half an hour, but then once we get home, we're supposed to practice for like another half an hour.
Oh, okay.
So, like an hour a day.
Do anybody at home complain about the screeching sound, but the practicing of violin? Everybody okay with that?
No.
Oh, really? Okay.
They don't like it when I play it.
Oh! Well, that's the way it goes, you know. We've often heard on, television comedies about kids practicing their violin and somebody next door saying, "Will you shut that kid up?" Well, that's interesting. So you'll be playing the violin throughout your school years then?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you play the violin and you're getting your nails done. And there are other things in your life like, are you going to be a cheerleader?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, now what are the qualifications to become a cheerleader?
You just have to, like, it's like what a normal cheerleader would do, so like jumps and
yes.
Projection of the voice and stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. They tell you to really let your voice, well, yeah, that's why you're a cheerleader. You've got to have voice.
Yeah.
Okay. And when do you do your first game?
My first cheering thing for like a game is the second day of school, so it would be the 20th.
Okay. Now, will you cheer at school or at a game?
It's a scrimmage.
Oh, okay, a scrimmage. All right. So until you get into high school, you'll still be an intermediate cheerleader? I mean, a junior cheerleader or what? I don't know what it...
We're, like, cheering with the high schoolers. We're doing basically what they're doing. They're okay. Just at a higher level than us.
Okay, yeah. But you They do theirs separately from you, though, at a game.
Yeah, each grade does a separate game.
Oh, okay. All right, now, a cheerleader is basically to cheer the team on, but maybe more to get the people in the stands excited. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. And some games you'll be out there in drizzly, cold, spitting snow, things like that?
Yes.
Okay, now, with your standard uniform, you'd have to beef that up with sweaters and other things?
Yeah, we have warm-ups.
Warm-ups. Okay. All right. And boy, I tell you, to look up in the stands and see people that have attended the game, despite the weather, that's going some.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. All right, that's River Valley Middle School. And let's see, what else? Any other school activities?
I don't know. Not really.
Okay. That's enough violin playing, cheerleading. Yeah. You could be doing something almost every night otherwise. Oh, how about baseball? You don't play ball?
I used to play softball, but not anymore.
And that's right. The River Valley Ball Diamonds have been closed down, I think, haven't they? Well, you wouldn't know, maybe, because of the new overpass being constructed.
I'm pretty sure some of them had to be, like, moved or something.
Yeah, going elsewhere. I've got the usual tickle in my throat, and that's a hazard. I don't know if it's when you get older or what, but okay. Natalie Polly, my granddaughter, incidentally, is the sister of Brandon, whom you all have heard here at one time or another. Brandon is now in the United States Air Force, and Brandon is working on those big aircraft, some of the biggest in the world, really. He's doing maintenance, and he's learning a lot. Brandon seems excited.
Yes, he's very excited about it.
And there's nothing better than liking the work you're doing.
Yeah.
So, right now, he could be listening if he, I don't know if he worked all night. He works 12-hour shifts, doesn't he? I think.
I'm not quite sure.
I think maybe it is. So, I don't know if he gets off at 7 in the morning, which right now would be 3 hours difference from us. So, anyhow, if I better take a drink of water. Golly. Of all things. Oh, boy. Just a second. Okay. Back again. Oh, my. Okay. Now, I've got people to mention here to pick up their tickets. And you have to pick these up. Pick these up soon. Dave Avery, Amy Brown, and April Avery all have tickets to pick up for entertainment at the Ohio State Fair. So I hope they do that today. All right. Now, I also have some questions for you. And I've got tickets to, let me see, what have I got tickets to? I think to the Zumbeezy Bay, perhaps. Let me check here. Zumbeezy Bay, the Wilds, and, that's right, we've got tickets to, here we are, Zumbeezy Bay. Oh, and I got a bundle of tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival. Have you been there, Natalie?
Yes.
Okay, what's it like? Big crowds?
Yes.
I suppose they drink a lot of beer down there.
Yeah.
But what? Is there one particular food at the Irish festival that would be more popular?
I don't know. I saw a lot of people eating like alligator and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They're starting to bring some of that to the other festivals too. Alligator meat. And I think the main thing is people buy that just to say they've eaten alligator.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it tastes like chicken or tastes like anything.
My dad got it, and he said it tasted like chewy chicken.
Like chewy chicken.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, when you look at alligators, they look a little chewy. Oh, my goodness. Now, another thing, Natalie, have you ever been swimming in the ocean?
Yes.
And there are a lot of people swimming in the ocean, and sharks are out there now and causing a big problem. And there's one way they can eliminate that. Just don't go in the ocean.
Yes.
Wow. And I noticed that they're using the drones flying over the water to spot those sharks to be able to warn people. Wow. That'd be something. Now, you've been on vacation so far this year. Have you gone places?
Scott, you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist. But actually, one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Okay, we're back once again, and I got some things to give away, as I mentioned. I've got tickets, and the Dublin Irish Festival is this weekend, and the dates are, of course, July 24th. I got state fair tickets there. If you want a state fair ticket, I've got those. And then I've got the Irish Festival tickets, and let me see. The Irish Festival is running today. It started today, goes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you want a ticket to the Irish Festival, stay tuned. All right, or if you want a ticket to the State Fair, stay tuned. Okay, and plus, I've got an Arby's, one free meal, small size, at the Arby's on McMahon Boulevard. A ticket to Zumbezi Bay and Open Air Safari. All right. Now, Natalie, have you ever been to the Open Air? No, I'm sure you haven't been to the Open Air Safari.
No.
That's over in eastern Ohio, yeah. Okay. Have you been to Zumbezi Bay?
Yes.
What's it like?
It's pretty fun. There's a lot of slides and fun activities to do.
Do they have the big bucket they dump water on you? Is that one of the, I don't know if they have, I think they have that here in Marion at the Aquatic Center.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you been there?
Yes.
What's it like? Is it good? So-so?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, when you compare it with some of the big city stuff, but having an aquatic center for a city of the size of Marion, that's going some.
Yeah.
And it's larger than the pool that we used to have by a good deal. No, okay. All right. So, my question now, if you're still there, here, I want to, going to the street names in Marion. There is a street in Marion that has the same name as a city just south of Castalia, Ohio. South of the Blue Hole, a city that you access on Route
It runs off of Route 4, goes straight north. And there's an underground feature there just south of that city. Okay, what city am I talking about? Yes, and I've talked about it quite a few times prior to this. It's located south of the, remember the old Blue Hole? It's not Castalia, it's a city south of Castalia and north of Attica. And what would that be? Okay, if you can tell me that. Or there's a street in Marion that has the same name as a high school and a wristwatch. Now, what would that be? 7403-399-44. Or if there's anything on your mind, if there's some activity going on that you'd like to promote, don't forget to give me a buzz. You know, we can always talk a little bit about anything you've got going on to keep everybody informed, because there's not much of that information available anymore on other stations. But we try to provide everything that we can. 7403-839-944. Okay. A city south of Castalia and north of Attica. Name it. And also a street in Marion that has the same name as a school and a wristwatch. Or, let me see. Let me give you three choices. There is a... let me see. I'm trying to find something interesting here. okay. There, name a street that's named after a president in Marion. A street with the name of a president in Marion. Okay. Natalie, does any of this strike a bell with you?
Yes.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. 7403-399-44. I'd like to hear from you today. I've got some tickets. And don't forget David Avery, Amy Brown, and April Avery all need to pick up tickets to entertainment at the Ohio State Fair. We'll be here up, you know, till this afternoon. 7403-399-44. Or if you want to go to the Irish Festival, which began today, I got tickets in my hand that will get you in free of charge. Yeah, you won't have to climb over the fence or anything. and people still do that, I guess, in some, it used to be at the Marion County Fair. If you watched long enough, you'd see people climbing up or over or under fences to get into the fair. My one experience, though, I remember right alongside a fence, of course I used to broadcast for years in the Marion County Fair, but one year I was broadcasting for a car dealer, and I was standing in the back end of a pickup truck right next to the a chain link fence, and there was a storm. And normally, you know, you're told not to be around anything electrical during a storm. You might get hit by lightning. Well, I should have thought of that, and I was standing in the back end of the pickup truck, and I got hit by lightning, not the full direct hit, but enough that it shook me up, and I did know where I was for a few seconds. My microphone sailed out of my hands and landed maybe 25 feet away, and I looked around a little bit. Am I still here? Oh, my goodness. And so that was an actual lightning hit. So I know what it's like. But usually when you get hit by lightning directly, that's the end of everything. Oh, where were we now? Okay. Would you like tickets to a ticket to Zambezi Bay, Open Air Safari, an Arby's meal, a McMahon Boulevard, a small meal, or tickets to the Dublin Irish Festival, which began today, August the 2nd. Okay. Let me see here. Okay, Natalie, what all would you be doing at the Dublin Irish Festival for entertainment? Is it the one where you just watch them clogging and things like that? Or dancing?
Well, when I went last year, there was, like, a band and stuff.
Oh, okay. Some violins?
It was like it was kind of like, I don't know. All I remember is that it was like rock.
Okay, all right. Hey, we actually have a phone call. Okay, caller, go ahead. Whoops. Caller, go ahead.
In court.
Go ahead. I didn't hear the first time.
Elgin?
Elgin, yes, that's right. Elgin for watches and for a school. Okay.
Okay. And Charlie, this is Ed Adkins.
Yes, Ed.
And I want the Zumbezi
Bay?
Yeah.
Okay.
You say it, because I can't.
Okay, I'll put you down here for Zumbezi Bay. Ed Adkins.
Yes.
Okay, Ed. How you doing?
Well, I'm making it.
Okay.
I'm about like you, one day at a time.
Yeah. Hey, I'm doing a lot better on oxygen now than I was, so that's good. All right.
I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad to hear you in there, too.
Okay, Ed. Okay, well, thanks for calling, and your tickets are here.
Okay, I thank you much, Charlie.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, I think I have a winner here. Did you win? What tickets do you get?
It was Walter Caldwell
from zoo tickets? Okay, knock on the door. Well, no, wait a second here. I might have your zoo tickets in here. Let me see. Yeah, I bet I do. Or do I? I got Zumbezi Bay, but I... Okay, now, what was your name again?
Walter Caldwell.
Caldwell. Okay, I tell you what. You won just yesterday.
No, this morning.
Oh, this morning? Oh, no kidding. Okay, go through that door there, knock on the door, and then go in, and he'll have your zoo ticket. Yeah. And that's life. Okay. Mr. Caldwell will be getting his zoo tickets. Okay. And Ed Adkins will be picking up his Zumbezi Bay. All right. Today is the second day of August. Okay. All right. I'll cross off Mr. Caldwell here. Okay. Okay, we continue on now. Let me see. Name of another street. Let me see. Named after a president. What would that be? Another street in Marion named after a president. 740-383-9944. Can you name a street in Marion named after a past president in... Okay. Hello there. Okay. So, interesting. Traffic through the studio. All right. And okay. A street in Marion named after a president. And there's a whole bunch of them, really. And let me see. What else can I ask you today? Okay. Well, I don't forget, too, that next month, in the middle of the month, though, the 14th, I think it is, 13, 14, all the activity out to Marion Airport. Oh, my goodness. More than ever before. Okay, here's a caller that knows. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie, what about Clinton Street?
Clinton. Oh, hey, I never thought of that. Yeah, Bill Clinton Street.
Well, there's McKinley.
Yeah, McKinley, yeah. Tyler. And what else? There's Harding Way. Okay. Now, what would you like for a prize?
What do you have?
Well, let's see. I got tickets to the Irish Festival. I got tickets to the State Fair. I got tickets to the Wilds. And a small meal at Arby's on McMahon Boulevard.
Okay.
And that...
Do you have any Zumbezi Bay tickets?
I just gave away all my Zumbezi Bay. I won't have any more till tomorrow.
All right. So, let me get the Dublin Irish Fair.
Yeah, hey, I'll give you two tickets to that. That'll save you some money.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay, and what's your name?
Ryan Garneau.
Okay, Ryan. Okay, I got your name down here, Ryan. And you can stop down and get your tickets.
All righty, thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay, Ryan Garneau, and I'm glad to see that we're giving away Irish Festival tickets. Woo, that's all right. Okay. Let me put that down here. Irish Festival. Okay. All right. Now, let me see. Now, what else can I ask you that you don't know? There is a street in Marion named after a river. Oh, wait. Here's my good friend, Mr. Brees. Okay. Good morning. Go ahead. Are you there, Ernie? Hello? Good morning. Okay. Well, that faded away. Okay. A street in Marion named, well, let's see. Boy, I've got, and that can be more fun than the Barrel of Monkeys. Okay. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah, Ron.
Okay. That's before you picked it up.
Yeah.
Also, Lincoln, Johnson, Madison, and Monroe.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, that whole northeast side is...
Charlie, that's rumor has it, one year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again, and Ernie, if you want to call back, if you'd like a prize, it's named after all those streets of my land. There's a whole slew of them named after presidents, and they're mostly in the north to northeast side of the city of Marion. Yeah, Grant, Tyler, and all those. Yeah, Lincoln. Okay. Now, let me see what else here's a dandy question. I doubt if I'll get an answer, but... I used to work with a young lady. She was news director at WDIF, and we worked together. In fact, I accompanied this young lady and another young lady to Panama, and we were down there for a couple of days along the Panama Canal. This, what I'm about to say or ask, this lady I'm talking about was in the movie Shawshank Redemption. The movie Shawshank Redemption, which is they're celebrating in Mansfield soon. Oh, a big, big celebration. And I'm sure a lot of the original cast members of that movie will be there. The movie was filmed in a lot of different locations. Not in Marion, but Upper Sandusky. There was a court scene in Upper Sandusky. And the girl I'm talking about was in that scene as a court reporter. What was her name? Anybody know that? She was the only girl from Marion that was in the Shawshank Redemption. The only girl from Marion. And I used to work with her years ago at WDIF. Now, any of you remember who that was? She went, after she left here, she went to work on Mansfield Television on Channel 68. She was there as a news director for quite a while. And she works for a public service company of some kind now in the Mansfield area. But she was from Marion and worked at WDIF as news director. She followed Bob Bender and a couple of others. All right, 7403-39944. If you can tell me her name, I'll give you any tickets I've got here. And let's see, what else can I add? Oh,
what street did the guy that I spoke too soon now. There's a street in Marion where I lived when I first came to Marion. In fact, the room that I rented was previously rented by this famous television star who wrote The Twilight Zone. Remember that? The Twilight Zone? Yeah, I took over his room when he left. And that was in Marion. And name the street. It started with the letter B. 740-333-9944. All right. And then there is a street in Marion named after a president's daughter. Yeah. Boy, I did. Yeah, I've got that in my records here, yeah. Named after a president's daughter. A street in Marion. Natalie, I don't suppose any of this rings with you, does it?
No.
Okay. Okay. And if you can name that street, the house that I lived in, and where perpetrator of the Twilight Zone lived in, the house kind of run down now. It was just kept immaculate when Mrs. What was her name? She and her daughter lived there when I roomed there. Kerr, Mrs. Kerr. Boy, she just kept that so-so. And to have, of course, he wasn't famous, the writer of The Twilight Zone. He wasn't famous necessarily when he lived in that room where I lived. But boy, he sure was later on. Number one television show in the country, maybe the world, The Twilight Zone. And it was really an interesting show. All right, now, give you, there was a street in Marion named after a department store in Marion. Figure that one out. No, it's not Frank Street. There was a department store in Marion that has the same name as a street. Now, what would that be? Oh, boy, I've got all kinds of things. I've got State Fair tickets to give away. I've got Dublin Irish Festival tickets, a lot of them to give away. And open-air safari pass and one meal, a small meal at Arby's on McMahon Boulevard. Okay, and now, any of you that have anything else you'd like to pass along in the way of information about anything coming up, what's happening this weekend in Marion? Anything big? What's going on at the Palace Theater? I don't know. I don't keep track of things like that. I would have to depend on others telling me, and maybe you too, depend on radio to get a lot of that information, because we don't get it all on radio anymore, that's for sure. And some of it is in print. Okay. 740-333-9944. But Natalie, so now in high school or in middle school where you are now, how much time between classes do they allot?
We have 3 minutes in between each class.
Three?
Yes.
Okay, now, here's a caller. Okay. Caller, go ahead.
Would that be Brad Serling?
Yeah, Rod Serling, yes.
Or Rod Serling, yeah.
Yeah, that's not the name of the street, though. Yeah, Rod Serling was the author. Well, hey, if you want a prize, I'll give you a prize anyhow. Is there anything?
Okay, Arby's?
Yeah, you like that at Arby's? Sure enough. Okay, is this Carl Mounts?
Yeah, Carl Mounts, yes.
Okay, Carl, got your name down here. You can pick up that ticket at your convenience.
All right, Charlie, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, yeah. Rod Serling, put this down, Mounts. Okay. Let me see, Arby's. All right. There. Today is the second day. Boy, oh boy. Second day of the Irish Festival. And Natalie, the Irish Festival has a lot of music, a lot of food.
Yes.
Can you remember any of the specific food?
Not really.
It's probably the usual though.
Yeah.
Yeah, festival food, like the popcorn festival, like, well, now the Bratwurst Festival. Of course, they feature
bratwurst. That's the big thing. Now, in Marion, the Popcorn Festival does not feature popcorn like the Bratwurst Festival features their theme. Because we do not have the popcorn we once did. Although, Manel Milling is a great big dealer in raw popcorn, I understand, and sells it all over the world. Yeah, they have the what ConAgra used to have. They've got all that storage facility. And they must have new people working, like buyers and contractors for popcorn. So popcorn is a big thing. But now here's another interesting thing about popcorn. The storage area where this popcorn is kept is not in Marion County. It's in Wyandotte County. And always has been. Up there about 12 miles north of Marion. On the right-hand side of Route 23, you'll see all those bins or buildings out in the field, and that's where they keep the popcorn. Okay, now, so most festivals have, well, they have, I suppose they have bratwurst at the Irish Festival, but not the good bratwurst like you get in Bucyrus. There's a lot of bratwurst that's passed off as, you know, because for the most part, a lot of people aren't familiar or haven't had a true German bratwurst. Okay, now, let me see what else I can ask you that you might know. In the meantime, I put, okay, Carl Mounts, I put his ticket up here. Let me see there. There we go. Yeah. Okay, oh, yes, a street named after a president's daughter. Boy, can you imagine? Natalie, you can't. I bet you can't think of that.
No, I really can't.
You wouldn't know too many president daughters' names either, huh?
No, I don't even know all the presidents.
Oh, well, yes. Now, you know, when I didn't graduate until I could name every president, their terms in office, and one of the major things that happened during their time in office. Our history teacher made that mandatory for us to pass history class. And after we did that, we could sleep during class if we wanted. Well, he said, as long as you didn't snore. But I just memorizing all the presidents. Can you imagine? There have been so many, and there's been a lot more since I went to school. And something about their terms in office. Now, like, if you had to talk about Harding, he was president from 1921 to 23. And died of a heart attack. And during his time, he had, of course, some things pop up. Good things and controversial things, too. But how about Lincoln? When he was president, you know what happened there. The Civil War broke out. And the Emancipation Proclamation issued by him. And so That's the way it is. So you had to memorize all these things. And Tyler and some of those others that are totally unfamiliar to a lot of us. That's something. Okay, name a president's daughter that is the same name as a street in Marion. And here's another. Name a street in Marion that has the same name as a rabbit going after a fox, or a fox after a rabbit. What does he do? There's a street by that name. What is that action called? Okay. And name the street where Rod Serling lived in Marion. Well, or did I already, I think, Bain Avenue, 192 Bain Avenue. I will always remember that address. Since I lived there, 192 Bain Avenue. It was on the south side of Bain. Okay, and that's in the south end of Marion. Or can you name a street named after a department store that once was in Marion? Figure that one out. Also, a street named after a rather large city in Illinois. 740-383-9944. I've got Irish Festival tickets. Oodles of them, and I've got state fair tickets. I've even got more state fair tickets than I have Irish Festival tickets. Wow. All right. And, of course, if you go to the State Fair, you might have to walk a distance. I haven't heard from anybody else express, you know, anything about how the State Fair was, what they thought of the State Fair. Anyone like to express their opinion of the Ohio State Fair this year? Just give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Got that? For you newer listeners, 740-383-9944. It was kind of interesting. Last night, Scott and his crew, Terry and Sean, broadcast from Blue Fusion. And it was a tournament, a bowling tournament. Now, how do you broadcast a bowling tournament? Because you don't see the action. All you can hear is the pins being hit. But but that's something. But they did a good job last night. It sounded good. Coming from Blue Fusion. So you can look forward to hearing more things like that in the future. Now, things like that are not sold, you might say. That wasn't a commercial venture because we're not allowed to do that, to be specific. And so we do a lot
You're
of things.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels. Marianne, what, 30 years in Marion City Schools?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd live to see the day?
No. I mean, that was atrocious, I think. Absolutely horrible. No, never had anything like that. I'll tell you what, I can't ever think of a student that I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, because Mary Ellen Withrow was in here last week, and we talked about Hillary, and she said one of the biggest obstacles she will face is because they're harder on women.
They certainly are.
Who get older than men.
Yes.
Yeah. Hillary needs a new hairdo, though, I'll say that.
See, you would never say that about a man.
No.
Never say a man needs a new hairdo.
And that upsets me, Charlie.
Yeah, why would you say
Hillary,
that?
Hillary, her hair isn't very creative. I mean, sometimes it's just long, straight long. And she could look a million bucks better with a good hairdresser.
Well, why don't you write her a letter and tell her that?
Yes. Well, it would. That's one thing. You know, I like Hillary. Despite all the negative things.
I would
things.
Love to see a woman as president.
Yeah, they need to be.
Yes.
Yeah, to show up the men for once.
Well, but, you know, Great Britain, it's had women as the leaders.
That's right.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Beltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
If you were a cheetah, you could be here just like that. If you were a kangaroo, well, you'd be here in just a few hops. This is Jungle Jack Hanna.
It's a wild way to stay and play. Meet 10,000 awesome animals at the Columbus Zoo. Plus, splash all day at Zumbezi Bay with tons of rides and water slides.
So what are you waiting for?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have